Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The right fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marius Russo. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Marius Russo. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller takes first base on ball four. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keller moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Keller moves to third. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Selkirk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Marius Russo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, Yankees. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to third. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a fly ball for a double play. Rosenthal scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Yankees. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schluter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Markham now pitching. Marius Russo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russo is 0 for 1 in the game. Russo is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 2 in the game. Rolfe takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Markham, and towards Hayes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into right field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Yankees. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Yankees, 5, White Sox, 5. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schluter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Selkirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marius Russo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russo is 0-for-2 in the game. Russo takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rolf hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Yankees. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Markham. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keller moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keller moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon is walked intentionally. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dahlgren hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schluter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Marius Russo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Russo hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crosetti is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rolf hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Rolf reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Keller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Keller reaches third base with a triple. Rolf scores. It's 7-5, Yankees. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-4 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma pinch hits for Johnny Markham. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Selkirk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL juggles the ball. That's an error on QL. Selkirk moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Selkirk moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Marius Russo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Russo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Russo reaches third base with a triple. Selkirk scores. Gordon scores. Dahlgren goes all the way around to score. It's 12-5, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Crosetti reaches second base with a double. Russo scores. It's 13-5, Yankees. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rolf hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. It's 14-5, Yankees. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-5 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Rosenthal strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.